family, right?
Hi, Sam McClary.
Twice in 1 week.
I know. I feel so lucky.
We're just bringing everyone this kind of special edition, I guess, of Tech Talk for your Friday evening commute home from a long day. A long week.
Nothing like our soothing voices to get Friday night party started.
Yeah.
Particularly with the new music.
Absolutely. Banging tune. selected by you.
It was selected by me. I feel quite proud of my selection, and it's been received well. So
good.
Mission accomplished.
Yes. And also received well was the event that we were at last night. And it's not often that we here at EG blow our own trumpets. I mean, you and I blow our own trumpets probably quite a lot, but for us as a company, we probably don't do that. I'm gonna start doing that a little bit more, because I was really surprised and interested and proud to hear at our town hall that if you rank our parent company in Silicon Valley tech businesses, we're actually number 13.
I thought that was incredible, actually. And it's that kind of company information that really does inspire people. It's much easier to get your head around something like that than lots of numbers on a spreadsheet.
Absolutely. And all across the business, the parent company business, we're doing all sorts of things with data to try and make people's lives easier. And now it's EG's turn. And people hopefully would have seen before the end of the year that we have launched or are ready to launch a new company or new product within the EG family called Radius Data Exchange. And Emily and I were at the first demo of that last night. Mm-hmm. What did you think?
You're right, we don't blow our own trumpets very much, and actually it's an odd thing to do, but like you, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it with a huge amount of sincerity. It was brilliant. I think it was very well explained that this was a demo. You know, it's not the final iteration of what people can expect to see, and that in a way made it even more impressive. You know, we've been talking about this for a while, and people have been talking about data for a very long time. And one of the big things that gets mentioned around data is that it's very hard to visualize sometimes. It's sort of this big thing, it's a huge concept, and what does it actually mean and how does it actually work? And what was really impressive about the demo, and I think from what I've heard and the people I've spoken to, that this was an opinion that was very much echoed, is that it was simple, quick, clean, easy to use, and it really demonstrated the practical application of a product that will be able to help the industry and agents do their jobs quicker, more easily, more efficiently, more effectively. It was brilliant.
Yeah, and you know, I think one message that came across as well was that this was, and you know, we probably have been a bit tough on agents in the past, saying they don't, you know, maybe they don't get the way that business is changing. But this is those guys who've come together and said, do you know what? We need to start sharing our data, because if we really want to use the power that data can provide, then we need to work together. And that's a big thing, because, you know, they're competitive people. And that fact that they've said, no, this is what we do now. And, you know, 1 + 1 = 5, I think you'll hear me talk to someone about a bit later. But the power of many, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I guess we should turn over to the two Toms, who are Tom Gaynor and Tom Pilkington, who have been working very hard on Radius Data Exchange. And I spoke to them about the product, what it does, and why the agents have all come together to say, let's do this. Okay, so it's an exciting day for Tech Talk Radio today. It's a second edition of the week, which is exciting in itself, but more exciting than that is that we've got a bit of home team going on, and even more exciting than home team, two Toms.
Yay.
Which is amazing. So I'm joined here today with Tom Gaynor and Tom Pilkington, who last night wowed a crowd, definitely, because last night we were giving a demo on a really exciting product that EG is building, called Radius. Tom Pilkington, do you want to tell us a little bit about what Radius is if people out there haven't heard about it yet, haven't had you come and visit them?
Yeah, of course. Radius is a data exchange. We're changing the way that data is collected and shared across the industry. At present, data is collected by researchers. So an agent will complete a deal or win an instruction. And then at that point, there can be a gap whilst a researcher might or might not call them. So if I'm an agent, when I'm doing a valuation, I want the most recent list of comps. But if there's a gap there, then I don't necessarily have that most recent list of comps. Or if I'm an agent looking for a new opportunity for my client, then I want the most up-to-date list of available properties. So we're looking to change that model, and we want to remove that gap. Radius facilitates the transfer of immediate data into a product. And we're building it with technology that's really accessible for all agents. So regardless of size of agency or technical capability of the agency, it's inclusive. So you'll be able to contribute the data. And it all happens within the background of what's going on within an agency at the minute anyway. There's no change required. The data will just flow from an agency's own database into the Radius database and be there for all the subscribers to view that. But we've built it alongside the industry so that there's an agreed set of data protocols. We've got data that the agency community has agreed that they're happy to share, and then red data, which they want to keep to themselves because they consider it to be more sensitive data, and that data will only be visible to their colleagues within their own firms. So in short, it's a platform for sharing data across the industry, and it's accurate, timely data, facilitating the industry to do their jobs more effectively with the data that's available to them.
Great. So Tom G, you're new to us here.
I am,
aren't you?
Yeah,
you joined us in November, new to the industry. What have you found from the industry to be their reason for needing something like Radius?
It's been quite an eye-opener, actually, to come into an industry that's already really taken control of its own sort of evolution when it comes to the use of data. And this really is a smart evolution of data. It's not about trying to radically change what it is that agents or any other property expert professional does. And what we're seeing is it's a recalibration of what data is worth to these organisations and how they use it. This has been an idea that's really been demanded by the industry, and so we're building something that's for the market and by the market. The data is the key fuel, if you like, that will now enable companies to build revenues, and that comes through a focus really on making sure that the data is of a higher quality, greater reliability, and also more breadth and depth to it. And then the way it will be delivered, it'll become one of the tools that real estate professionals can use, and they can free up their own time instead of scurrying around looking for small bits of data here and there. They'll be able to spend more time earning fees. Researchers will be able to spend more time on higher value pieces of work, and so on. So it's an enabler, and it's a really smart way of recognizing that, you know, as data moves on in the world and all industries are being pushed ahead by the use of data, the real estate industry is coming together in a way that means that there's a higher quality, greater efficiency, more control over cost, and just a far better way of doing things to fuel revenues and to really look at that ROI on data.
Hmm. And yeah, the whole sort of value of data, the worth of data, as you said, do you think that is something now that people are really recognising that maybe holding on to their own data, as was the traditional way and worked for a lot of years, just doesn't have that same value anymore, because there is so much open source data out there and the world is getting used to sharing it.
There's a huge amount. Tom P mentioned about data that would be shared and then can be shared across the market, as opposed to that red data, which is seen as the crown jewels to keep hold of. But all that readily available data is publicly available anyway, but it's just, this is a much simpler way of getting at it. And the way that companies use data, I mentioned that it's sort of enabling and driving industries, but the companies that are agile, data savvy, customer obsessed, they're the ones that are going to grow the fastest. And some very recent research by Forrester in conjunction with Forbes, they describe these businesses as insight-driven businesses. And they reckon that across the various different industries, those companies that really embrace data into this sort of insight-driven way, they're set to steal about a $1.2 trillion market share between now and 2020. So obviously that's not just the property industry, but there's reason to suggest that the data-savvy property real estate professionals will benefit from the same sort of dynamic. So it's a change in what data does, but it doesn't mean that a property company is no longer a property company. Data is freeing you up to really use your wit and expertise to drive the best outcomes for you and your clients.
Mm. And time is a commodity, right? And it sounds like, Tom, from what you were saying last night, the system that we're building is gonna save people time. And I believe there's two different methods, I can't speak, of inputting data.
Yeah, absolutely. We've built an API, and for those listeners...
An API.
I always struggle with what an API is.
I think a lot of people do, but thankfully our tech team absolutely understand what it is. And for those people who are not familiar with what an API is, it's an application programming interface. And for people who are
That's
not familiar
so
with what that is, it's a pipe. The best way to look at it is it's a pipe from a customer's database into the Radius database. And it sits behind the platforms that our customers use, and it sends the data on a daily basis.
So I don't have to do anything?
Nothing at all.
Wow.
Just in the way that an agent would operate. Normally, a client is a deal, win an instruction, and put it into their CRM. It will then flow overnight or on the same day into the Radius database. And we'll also build it so that it's going to flow back in the other direction as well. So if our users want to take the data out of it and build products on top of it, they can do just that. But because we want this to be inclusive, and we know that not every agency is going to be building to integrate with that API, we've built screens where an agent or a researcher can key in a deal or a new instruction into that screen in the space of 2 minutes. Hmm. We've built it all to be really intuitive so that it removes the friction of contributing data so that the data's there for everybody to see.
And so once I've done all that, if I'm talking as me as if I'm an agent now, once I've done all that, what do I get out? What do I get out of it? How do I use Radius?
So the basic principle is you put in your own data, but you get everybody else's data back. So you've got a really complete view of a market. But in terms of what you actually use, you use a product that's been developed hand in hand with the market. Our ethos when it comes to product development at EG is that we should build products alongside our customers, and Radius has given us an incredible opportunity to spend a huge amount of time with those customers. Whilst we've been developing this, over the last 8 to 9 months, we've spent time with 200 professionals across the industry. So we've been understanding what they do on a daily basis, what's problematic in that, what's difficult, what the pain points are, and then we're building innovative solutions to solve those problems. And we're testing them as we go along with the market so that we know that the product that we're launching is really, really well aligned to their needs. So to your original question, what do you get back? You get back a really complete, timely data set, all packaged up in an intuitive product that adds value to the customer that can be used on any device, whether it's your mobile phone when you're out with a client or your tablet, or whether it's when you're in the office using your desktop or your laptop.
So there's a big word, a small big word that's used quite a lot in real estate at the moment, which is service. And there's talk around space as a service, and the fact that whether you're the provider of space or you're that agent who's going to be filling that space for the provider, that it's all about service now. And it sounds to me that what we're trying to develop here is a product that allows people to deliver that service in an easier way. And I guess around advancement in tech and things like that, there is a fear sometimes that, oh, I don't know what that means for my job. But we are hopefully trying to be there holding their hand and saying, this is okay, how you can use these to enable business.
And the word you just used there, enable, goes very closely with your big little word, or whatever you describe it, service.
I should know words.
You're good at words. I think the thing to grasp around this is that by providing Radius Data Exchange into the market and the market using it, it enables those companies to then operate in a way that delivers that outstanding service to clients. And it's not about it's not a binary thing. You know, if you use Radius Data Exchange, therefore you don't need people to do certain roles. It's not about that at all. It frees experts up to do what their expertise is, which is negotiating deals, which is advising on the right space or the right buildings or the right whatever it is, the function that needs to be addressed. So I see the service that we provide as providing something that is innovative, that's been designed and built very much with the industry part of it. You know, we've been working side by side rather than sometimes product development's done by some very bright people in a darkened room.
Bright people here.
Well, no, I know. Well, we're not product development. But we come out with, I'm not, but we come out with this genius idea that actually isn't fit for the market. That can happen in any industry. But this is absolutely bullseye with what is wanted, what's needed, and the way that it works, the simplicity, the different media that it can be used on. I think it's really exciting. And it's a step change in how data is used, but it enables the professionals to do what they join the profession for.
And then we were chatting earlier this week to the guys from Metaprop, and they were talking about what's interesting to them in terms of what they invest in, the startups that they try and enable. Not that EG is a startup, of course, been around a long time. But they were saying, in the UK particularly, we sometimes get too focused on the bright lights or the AI and the VR and all that sort of stuff, when actually the really interesting work that you can do to enable businesses is the, they called it the more boring stuff, but the stuff that is just everyday things that help you in your work. And it feels like that's a kind of route that you guys have been looking at.
Yeah, absolutely. We know that data is essential to our customers. It's why they've been subscribing to EG for as long as they have. But we know that we can also do it better. And when I came into this business 80 years ago, the technology we had is very different to what we have now.
I thought you said 80 years ago.
I'm looking old now, off the back of those 8 years, but it is only eight.
80 years ago.
The technology's evolved and we can do more with data and we can deliver more value to our customers with the data that we get and can push back to them. And I think what we're also seeing is a change in mindset in our customers. When I came into this business, customers were really, really reluctant to share their data. And the mindset shifted. And going back to Tom's point, people don't want to be just holding data in a little black book. They want to differentiate themselves off the back of the quality of their service that they offer. And data can be the basis for that because it can fuel their expertise.
And local knowledge will always have a value. But every single agent or developer or surveyor or whoever it is will have an element of gap in their knowledge, however well they know their local area. And this will help to plug some of those gaps. It will also show the other view of the same deal. So, there are always areas where people can improve what they know, however strong their local knowledge is. So, not for a moment do we say that this means that you don't have to know your area, but it enables you to know it in a different way, with a different richness, and in a way that is simplified. And going back to the service point, the fact that it's very easy to extract the information out into usable formats and so on, that speeds things up, and that's a very straightforward efficiency service. It's the right way to progress with things, and I think it's hugely, hugely beneficial to the industry.
I think one of the things that I thought would really capture people's attention last night was the dynamic lead tables. We all know and love this industry and how they like a little bit of competition. Tom P, can you tell us how they work?
Yeah, of course. We know that people value those lead tables that we produce, but we currently produce them on a quarterly basis or for some areas on an annual basis. And we do it based on the research data, which is great for our customers because they can demonstrate back to their clients what it is that they've done and why they're an expert in a particular market. But our customers also disagree on the definitions of markets and they want real-time league tables. So we're putting the league tables back in the hands of our customers. So a customer can define the market that they operate in. They can look at it in terms of the date range that they want to show themselves for. And they can also look at a particular size bracket of the market. So if I'm an agent who specializes in lettings between 0 and 10,000 square feet, then I want to rank myself on that basis against my competition, because that's the instruction that I'm pitching for. And I want to reflect myself as well as I can on those parameters. So we'll bring that ability into the product and allow that agent to show themselves as just how good they are.
It's a great tool for clients, isn't it?
It is.
I'm the best agent in 1 to 5 square foot lettings. I reckon I might be.
You've upscaled your flat then?
Yeah.
1 to 5 square foot.
Yeah. I can just about swing my cat. And give us some of the headlines then of what Radius will offer in terms of coverage of, the sort of services that people will be able to get. And then I guess the sign-off is how people find out more.
Yeah, sure. Well, I think if I offer up what we've got in terms of coverage, and then Tom can probably speak to you about how we find out more.
Indeed, yep.
In terms of coverage, we're looking at commercial property across the UK, and we've been engaging with agents for quite some time now, and the interest in the product has been absolutely great, and I think it follows that shift in mindset that I mentioned, where people are prepared to share their data. So we're going to have, from launch, data across offices, industrial, retail, hotels and leisure for agencies of all sizes contributing to the product. We'll look at available space. We'll look at deals done both on the letting side, occupational sales and investment. And it will sit within EG's wider product offering. So you'll get all of the other data that you expect to with an EG subscription. You get our planning data, you get our building reports, and all of the news content that you're involved with, Sam.
Great.
And in terms of finding out more, yeah. Well, for those who will be at MIPIM, we will also be there, and we'll be able to show you elements of in fact, we'll be able to show you quite a lot by then, because it'll be very soon before launch. We'll be able to show you Radius Data Exchange there and discuss it with you. But more generally, if you're already working with EG and you've got perhaps the Valuations 360 or EGI products with us, then speak to your account manager and they can bring you up to speed on what's happening and discuss with you ways to get you using it and looking at it. You can come to our website, obviously, egi.co.uk, and there's information on there and ways to get in touch. But also, I'm hoping that we'll better just pick up the phone to you at the right time and tell you more about something that I think you will all find extremely useful and a big step forward for all the right reasons.
Excellent. And so before we go for proper, I think that listeners always want to know a little bit more about the voices that they hear. So non-Radius Data Exchange question.
You didn't warn us about this, but
well,
thank
of course
you, Sam.
Not. I guess maybe, Tom G, for you first, the most surprising thing you've learnt about real estate since you joined in November.
Okay, the most surprising thing I've learned about real estate since joining. I am surprised at the level of interest and desire to actually embrace data in a way that is a sort of community and move things forward. That surprised me in what is known as a very competitive industry, the recognition that actually there are certain things that are better off shared than held close to the chest.
Okay, Tom P, what should we ask you? Okay, you talked about bugbears earlier,
yeah.
So and that the agents had quite a lot of them. What's been your biggest bugbear about talking to the agents about their bugbears?
I think they've actually really been constructive. Fortunately, the agents are really well aligned in what they want, so I haven't had that level of frustration because it means we can tailor a product. I think if I am to be really pedantic about it, though, it comes down to export, an export of data, because every single person wants something different and it makes it all the more challenging to build a great quality export that is going to please everybody. But because of the customization that we're building into it, I believe we can do that.
So everyone can get Word, Excel, anything they want.
Absolutely.
Always anything they want, as long as it's Word
or
Excel.
Excel, yeah.
Yes.
Well, always a pleaser, Tom.
Okay. Any colour you like, as long as it's black.
Right, well, as Tom G said, do find out more about Radius on EGI. I'm sure you can Google Tom's name as well, and he will take emails, phone calls, anything. Both Toms. So, two Toms. Tom.
Tom.
Taking you to where you need to go.
Yeah, it was funny, wasn't it, when they were doing their various bits at the event last night. And I think that Tom 2, as he was referred to by Tom 1, then referred to Tom 1 as earlier Tom. Yeah. It's very funny. Anyway, that's an aside.
It is. You had to be there.
As I was telling the story, I was thinking, oh, God, this isn't just one where people need to be in the room rather than listening. You actually had to be there.
Yeah.
Sorry, everybody.
Doesn't anyway. Really work on radio. No. And then when we were there, I spoke to Mark Stupples, who previously at JLL, but is now running his own sort of consultancy. And he talked to him about why he thinks the agents have finally come together and what benefit sharing data really has. And here we are in conversation.
I think the secret of success will be obviously in the data.
And that, I mean, the secret of success, I suppose, is has already been broken in the fact that the industry has come together yeah. and said, actually, we're going to start sharing our data.
Yeah.
What do you think has been the catalyst for that, and how are firms big and small now engaging with each other?
I think the catalyst was the dissatisfaction initially that the industry had, you know, with the availability of data, the accuracy, the timeliness. But also I think what has happened is they've realised they have to embrace data and technology, and rather than fight it or be protectionist, they've come together and they've collaborated, and then they can compete in the future on the intelligence or the insight or the innovation they can add to the data. So for me, it's quite unique to bring together people who are normally fighting with each other to work together to achieve something, which I think for the industry will be fantastic.
I guess it's that 1 + 1 = 5.
Yeah, one hopes so. And it won't just be the real estate advisors. I very much believe that this will help their clients and customers, because they will get quicker, more accurate data to be able to add value to for those customers and clients' property interests.
So there's a lot of chat at the moment around customer service, and we all know everyone is time poor. And if you're having to spend a lot of your precious time inputting data or waiting for calls from researchers or going to your own researchers and saying, oh, can you pull this together for me? If there is a system built by you that you trust, that you can just click a button and boom, there's your report, does that enable agents to do what they're best at, which is providing that service?
One would hope so, and you know, one of the wins will be and productivity. It's a word that we use in the UK and we beat ourselves up about. You know, this should genuinely be a productivity tool, because at the moment agents and valuers probably use 3 or 4 different sources of information, then they phone their mates to verify it. You know, this is not necessarily going to automate, but it is going to provide the access to what you can trust, using one of your words. And then you can add your value and do your job, so hopefully be more productive.
But it's still not going to stop people needing to go down the pub and talk to their mates.
Oh, no. I mean, the real estate industry is born on being sociable and born in the pub. So that will still continue. And obviously, we're not sharing every piece of detail. You know, there still will be some competition on pieces of information that certain people have that are privileged. And people will still need to interact with each other, but this will make it a lot easier to be a lot better.
And what would be your message to anyone who thinks, I'm not sure about sharing my data, I want to keep my hands around it?
This is largely publicly available data. You know, I've used the phrase before that data has become ubiquitous, and I believe that. And I think it's far better for this to be by agents for agents, and to trust it, therefore, and to embrace it. We need them to collaborate and contribute to make this successful.
Oh, in conversation with Sam McClary, maybe that should be a new segment on Tech Talk Radio.
Maybe. And Emily Wright.
Oh, I don't know.
I kind of prefer it as a duo.
Yeah.
It's about sharing.
Sharing's caring.
Yeah. And that's the Radio Stage Exchange way, maybe.
Have you just come up with a new tagline?
Yeah, I don't think
we should maybe try and get a sign off on that. Sharing is caring. I'm just not sure that they're going to go for it. But I like it.
Yeah. I think they'll probably stick with the Radius Data Exchange. But if you, if any of that,
on a postcard.
Yeah, yeah. But if any of that sounds interesting, you should go to egi.co.uk and look around for Radius Data Exchange. Have a look at what it's trying to do, or drop Tom Gaynor a email. He's tom.gaynor, G-A-Y-N-O-R, at egi.co.uk, and he will explain all, or send Tom too. To you to talk you through it.
Tom 2 being Tom Pilkington.
Tom Pilkington, yeah.
Loves a demo, does Tom Pilkington.
He does love a demo. But yeah, so hopefully you've enjoyed this little extra tech talk. And we'll be back as usual on Tuesday.
Yes, we will.
With Do We Know What Yet?
We do know what yet.
Teaser alert.
Yes. Neil Usher, formerly of Sky, the brains and the creative force behind Sky Central and the accompanying portfolio, talking about why the time has come for, and I quote, grown-up design. Mm-hmm. The workplace or workspace is not a playground. So he's talking about that and talking about everything he hates and everything he loves, and all the stuff in between. But it's really, really worth a listen when you're thinking about tech. The way we work is such a huge part of that, and he's the man to listen to.
Well, I can't wait.
Neither can I.
See you all on Tuesday.
We won't see you all on Tuesday.
Well, speak to you all on Tuesday.
Chat on Tuesday.